I had my feet up on a log, and I was just lying there basking in the sun. And Daddy said, son, you know what I could go for right now? As he squeezed his package, I said, what's that, Daddy? He said, some ugly women! I said, Daddy, I think we done exhausted the supply. He said, no way, son. There's one kind that we ain't never had. I said, what's that, Daddy? He said, a crossing guard. I said, Daddy, you are brilliant. He said, you ever notice how beefy they tend to be? Nasty, short, greasy hair. Big bellies on them. Needing a shave. I said, say no more, Daddy. Say no more. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in the truck. Look at me. Oh, he said, me too, son. Well, we started to drive it right at 3 o'clock when school gets out. Sure enough, we saw it slow, school crossing ahead. And there she was in the middle of the intersection, everything we dreamed about. We pulled over to the side. We just looked at each other smiling. And finally, I walk over to her. I said, ma'am, I come by this street every day and I see you there. And I hope you forgive the directness of my approach, but I think you're the most beautiful thing I've seen in a long time. And I'd be pleased if you'd come riding with me. She looked at me. She said, well, I got a son about your age, but, well, what the hell, huh? Don't fight the feeling. Ain't that what they say? I said, that's exactly what they say, ma'am. Come with me now. So we walked over. I opened the door. She looked inside and saw Daddy's pyrrhea-laden smile. She said, who's that? I said, that's my daddy. She said, well, I don't know if I want to ride with the boy. I said, hit the gas, Daddy. We offered her a couple of Slim Jims and a little sip of wine, and we sweet-talked her. She said, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I said, that's what we feel. Now, would you mind? She said, come and get it. Yeah, and I helped her get that white strap she's wearing around her waist and across her shoulders, you know, that crossing guard strap. And I unbuckled that heavy-duty wool shirt she was wearing. Oh, she was slick with perspiration. I said, Daddy, I don't know if I... He said, you can handle it, boy. You can get it. Be proud of you. Yeah. Well away, boy. I can get your hips in, Joe. Stab it, son. Stab it, but save me some now. He said, tag teamer, son. Tag teamer. Switch. Yeah. Well, I switched and let Daddy have at it. He said, oh, now this is living, huh? It don't get no better than this.
I tell you what, it was about 45 minutes worth. She said,
I gotta get back. The next shift to school is coming out.
We said, all right. So we hiked up her britches. She offered us both a Chesterfield.
She said, you like these?
I said, no, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it, but no, thank you. We dropped her back off at the intersection. She looked in the rear view, said, how'd I look? Do I look like I've been up to something? I said, no, ma'am. You look fine. So she went back out in the middle of the street. And she got there just in time because school was letting out. And Daddy and I looked at her waving for a second. And all of a sudden, we both looked and our faces went white. We screamed, ma'am, get them kids out of the intersection. You're making a dangerous puddle. Look out! Hit the gas, Daddy. Hit the gas. Unsavory. It was most unsavory. It's 14 after 6 on DC 1.